Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The name is Mamdani. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. The name is Mamdani. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. What a week, guys. As we are all well aware, Zohran Mamdani won the mayoral election in New York City. And the collective feeling of hope and optimism and gratitude that is just permeating through society right now, at least my friend circles, is really, really beautiful and incredible to see. And let's keep that hope alive. Before we get into yapping about hope, some other takeaways from election night 2025. First female governor in Virginia, which is exciting. And then here in California, we passed Prop 50, which is going to help make our congressional map more Democratic, because that's what the Republicans have been doing all along. They, you know, they gerrymander and they rig, you know, districts and whatever so they can have majority in certain areas. So we're going to switch it up a little bit on them, which is really exciting. And then another cool thing I saw, Colorado approved a law that will tax the highest earning income, the highest earning individuals. So school lunch programs will be free for all students, which is really amazing. Woke is back. Better get those pronouns back in your email. We're back, baby. Like, we are back, and let's keep this hope. Let's keep this momentum, because things were looking very bleak. Very, very bleak. I think a lot of us were really feeling like doom and gloom. There's no path forward. There's nothing that we can do to stop the madness that is unfolding, you know, not only here in America, but also globally, right? Like, we were just very much so feeling like completely helpless. And I think especially, you know, Mamdani coming in feels like we can actually change things. We actually can turn things around. Like, it's not too late and it's never too late. And another thing I think is just really cool, and this is, you know, my spirituality, astrology girly side. He is the 111th mayor. 111, new beginnings, manifestations coming true. I mean, that to me is everything. Oh my God, I'm like getting emotional, stop. But it's like, I am so excited that we finally have some glimmer of hope that we can cling to and help us to continue the fight. And I feel like I've been seeing a lot of people in my community going really hard to help each other. Like, I have multiple friends, you know, talking about volunteering, ways to give back. You know, I just saw someone today who is doing a fundraiser for his birthday. And I'm just like, I feel like we were at a tipping point, and there's only so far that we can go. You know, the pendulum always swings back and forth, and there's only so far that pendulum can go before eventually it has to come right back. Now, that's for better or for worse. You know, there's been studies, and, you know, it's kind of like a phenomenon that whoever's in power, the majority of the population, like the average, you know, person, is going to just want the opposite of that. That's how we got Trump, right? You know, everything that we saw with Trump was completely a retaliation for having the first black president in Obama, right? But now Trump has been so dog shit and just so criminal that the pendulum is finally starting to swing in a different direction. And I think we're actually going to get to a place where we are seeing real progressives not just give people something to vote against, which is what, unfortunately, we had been seeing a lot of in the Democratic Party, where it was like, well, vote blue no matter who. At least we're not the other guy, you know, lesser of two evils. And now we are finally voting for something in a politician like Mamdani. And I want to continue to see that cycle, right? I want the Democratic Party to learn something from this, that the average American is sick and tired of the same old, well, at least we're not the other guy, and then yet not doing anything to materially change people's lives. You know, I think something that really kind of exemplifies one of the issues, Dick Cheney, war criminal, you know, vice president to George Bush, he died the same day that Mamdani won the election, which is crazy. But anywho, while Mamdani is winning the election, Kamala Harris is making a in memoriam post for Dick Cheney. What are we doing here? I think this idea of, you know, we must always take the high road and whatever, whatever. I always like to say niceties and pleasantries are going to get us all killed. This idea that we have to respect people who are actively trying, or, you know, who are or who were actively trying to make things worse, make this world a worse place and only care about themselves. We do not have to respect them, right? And so I want us to move past this idea of niceties and pleasantries, like call a spade, that's okay. And that's what people want to see. People want to see people being real, because I hate these falsities and this, you know, fake nice thing that we see too often in politics under the guise of having a moral superiority. The real moral superiority is actually standing for something and believing in it, standing 10 toes down on that thing and not caving just because of opportunity or the idea of, you know, a pleasantry. Anywho, this is not a political podcast, but this is not a political podcast, but it just felt really topical to the moment. And I had a different episode scheduled for this Friday, and it just didn't feel right with like everything going on. But I just really want us to learn, you know, at a high level, Democrats, I want people to learn from this moment that people want real change, and they also want younger candidates. The fact that Mamdani is in his 30s is absolutely incredible. Very, very exciting. You know, we're tired of the crypt keepers. You know, we're sick and tired of that. And I want us to hold on to this feeling of hope. And I want this moment to energize us. You know, I feel like, again, there was a point where people were kind of getting, I don't want to say complacent, that's not the right word, but really just feeling so beaten down that the bad guys kept winning, that it just didn't, it felt pointless to try to do anything materially. And that now I think we're going to really see a shift where people are going to be re-energized and excited about trying to make this world a better place, because it's been a long time since we've felt that way and that we felt that the good guys could still win. Oh my God, I'm getting emotional. But yeah, so I think that's all I really have to say for today's episode. But I'm really, really excited to see how Mamdani is going to perform. You know, obviously we always have to give grace, you know, not too much grace. We still have to hold our politicians accountable. But we do have to give him some grace, because he's going to meet opposition at every corner, and politicians can never get as much done as they, you know, want to or say that they can. So give him a little bit of grace, still hold him accountable, and in general, hold all of our politicians accountable. But I'm really, really excited for the city of New York. You know, all the like TikToks and tweets were so great. Just like, you know, we're all New York tonight. And I know I was commenting on everything, like, love from LA. Like, I was just like, it really felt like one of those collective moments of just goodness and community. And I'm just so excited that we had this moment. All right, that is all I have for today. Thank you for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jess Johnson. I'll see you next time.
In Jess We Trust.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.